From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Adam Feldman, Mo Rocca, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill digs up the bones of Rhymey Hoffa. It's a listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. All right, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, during the press conference to announce a new anti-swearing campaign in Russian soccer, where apparently the language was getting too salty, the CEO of the Russian Premier League was caught on camera doing what?
Swearing.
Yes, indeed.
I have done this show before.
Yes, that's true. Russian soccer wants its fans to behave, so this week they unveiled a new T-shirt with the slogan, Stop Swearing. But when Premier League executive Sergei Chaban had trouble finding the shirt during the live televised unveiling of the thing, you could hear him ask, and I will translate from the Russian, where is the bleeping T-shirt, the Stop Swearing one, unquote.
I think we've identified the problem in that organization.
I think so. Mo, the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn knows it's hard to get local hipsters to go to church, right? So this Christmas, they've put up ads telling people that going to church will give them a great chance to do what?
Does it have to do with the afterlife? Or
no, it has to do with the phone in their pockets and what people like to do with their phones, specifically the camera on their phones.
Gosh, it's something, okay, if they go to church in Brooklyn, something special will happen to their phones.
No.
Yes. They will be stolen.
Jesus will appear.
Jesus will appear, actually.
Jesus will appear on your phone.
You do what? At the church with your phone.
When you give yourself a selfie, you turn into Jesus? Yeah. The Holy Eucharist. It's like a transubstantiation app.
Oh my God. I say we keep this going.
Let's keep going. No.
No.
Seriously.
So when you go to church,
this is what we've established.
With your cell phone.
You go to church with your cell phone, which has a camera on it.
You can take a picture of Jesus in the church.
Yes.
With who?
With who?
With whom?
Who else is in the picture?
Oh, a priest.
No!
No.
Bill, take away a priest.
No. You can take a selfie with Jesus.
Yes!
Yes!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I have to tell you.
Yes, Mo.
I have to tell you that.
Please.
That, that last guess was a Hail Mary.
you can take a selfie with Jesus. The Catholic Church preaches that Jesus is always with us. In fact, he's right behind you. So this new ad, Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn, shows a woman sitting by herself. She's holding out a phone to take a selfie, like the kids do. But in the picture, you see the woman and this bearded, beatific man smiling behind her. It's not some rando creepo who got into the church. It's the Son of God. This raises all sorts of questions for the woman. For starters, why didn't Jesus offer just to take the picture himself? His hands were occupied.
Too soon, Peter!
But it is Brooklyn, so there's bound to be some other bearded guy in a loincloth there.
That's true. Faith, our phones, as we all know, can sync up to our car, the lights in our home, our other phones. But now, thanks to a new device, we can also sync them to what?
Can I have a hint, please?
Well, unfortunately, they'll do a lot of things, but they still won't change the diaper.
They sync up to our babies?
Yes, they do. Or they can, Faith.
How? I need to do this immediately.
Your baby's not synced?
Oh. God. You have one of the old babies.
Oh, yeah. You need a baby six.
You totally need to upgrade your baby.
Yeah.
So the new device is called the Pacify. Get it? Pacif-I. Mm-hmm. And it's a new Bluetooth-enabled pacifier that syncs your baby to an app. So you put the pacifier in the baby, and then you can monitor with your iPhone the baby's sleep, temperature, and location from up to 50 meters away or just out of smell range.
Oh.
And if you lose your baby, you can use the Find My Baby app. Or as it's called, the I Am a Terrible Parent app.
And wait, this, right. So this assumes your baby takes a pacifier.
Yeah.
Which many babies don't.
Well, what do they do?
They take a nipple mo.
Oh. Well, you
so can I need an eye nipple.
You need an eye nip.
Eye nipple. Yeah.
Eye nip, yeah.
Or a nipple eye. Nipple eye?
Nipple
yeah,
eye.
Nipple eye?
You're not really going to be looking for your baby.
That's wow. A good point. Yeah.
Hello, hello, baby. You called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club. You say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.